Proclamation number 7479 of 16th of December, 1959. Coming of the Lord. Prepare yourselves for the coming of the Lord. For he will descend to earth again, he will come in the clouds on the day of judgment, and he will fetch his own into his kingdom of peace and bliss. But he will no longer be born of a woman, yet all who belong to his own and persevere in all tribulations until the end will behold him, only his own will behold him and they will be blissfully happy. His descent to earth once took place for the salvation of people from judgment, from Satan's bondage, and it will take place again and become a judgment for those who do not believe in him and are still voluntarily in Satan's power. Who do not allow themselves to be saved by Jesus Christ before the day of judgment will dawn. Yet this coming of his will mean deliverance for his own, for they are in great distress and cry out to him out of great need that he should take them away from earth. And he will come in power and glory but remain invisible to the rejected, who will only experience the process of the rapture and, full of horror, recognize the hour of their end. But they will not change, for they cannot free themselves from their Lord nor call upon the one who would have power over that Lord and would also use it if only a call from the heart to him would sound. The coming of the Lord is near. Only a short time left, which will be a time of great hardship for you, for the forces of darkness will rage to such an extent that even the believers will find it difficult to stand firm, and because of them the days will also be shortened so that they will not fall prey to the oppressions of the Prince of Darkness. For the darkness is again as great as it was when God himself descended to earth in order to redeem people. The same darkness is spread over the earth, and people walk along in the night of death and do not seek life either, for they would still have the strength to come to life, but they walk along indifferently and do not know what awaits them in the coming time. Judgment is near, and it will bring death to men or life. Yet life can only be found with God and with God, and therefore God will grant life to all people who want to remain his own, and he will descend to them in order to bring them salvation again from utmost adversity. He himself will come on the day of judgment, he will judge the living and the dead. He will raise up those who believe in him, and they will be allowed to behold him and live. They will be caught up still in the body to be allowed to live on the new earth one day. But he will also judge those who are dead in spirit and assign them the place to which they belong according to their spirit. For the time is fulfilled, and all of you should only live in expectation of the day which will come as surely as one day follows another, which will bring himself and cause rejoicing and gladness in his own, but which also signifies judgment for all who are his opponents and will also remain so for a long time. Amen.